Well, this is a very special Sunday in the life of the church, because this last Sunday of July is when the church celebrates three great composers and musicians: Johann Sebastian Bach, Heinrich Schütz, and George Frideric Handel. And you know, they composed much music for our hymn book, especially the music that goes along with the lyrics. And you can think of some of those hymns that they really composed or composed for us. O Sacred Head, now wounded, thine is the glory, my heart belongs to God. And so this morning, as I was thinking about the theme for today, I was thinking, what are your favorite five hymns in our hymn book? If you could list five hymns, what would those five hymns be? It takes some time to think of them, but think of the five favorite hymns that you have. Because I had a professor at Philadelphia Seminary, he said, name me the five top hymns and I'll tell you your theology. Very interesting, isn't it? Name your five top hymns and I'll name your theology. Very, very fascinating to think about that this time. So today I said, we'll select some hymns that various people have used my 9 years of various places I've been. And so today I thought of those hymns that I selected for our worship service. But I have to say, two of the hymns that come up regularly, especially for funeral services, is Amazing Grace and How Great Thou Art. It's amazing, those two hymns come over and over again. Almost every funeral service I had in the church deals with Amazing Grace and How Great Thou Art. And you remember that Amazing Grace was written in 1975 by John Newton. He was crossing the Atlantic Ocean and there was a terrible storm. And so he said to God, I will stop. I will stop trading slaves. And so he began to go to England and really was a powerful foe against slave trade. So that's how that hymn got started, Amazing Grace. And if you read the words, you can see how it's there inside those words. And How Great Thou Art is based on a Swedish folk tune from the old Swedish songbook from the 1880s. Very fascinating, isn't it? Those two hymns. But when you think of the hymns we sang this morning, think, for example, When Morning Gilds the Sky. It's from an old Catholic hymn book, with words translated by Ed Kazell from Psalm 113. Or Be Thou My Vision, an old Irish folk song based on St. Patrick's words. Think of your favorite five hymns and what they mean to you. Because those hymns, I think, become almost like our processions. We love them so much, we want to lose them. Think of those words in those hymns, how important they are. I'm going to tell you my favorite hymns this morning, especially my top hymn. My favorite hymn of all times, which matches my theology, is If You But Trust in God to Guide You, as well as Lift High the Cross, O Day Full of Grace, Beneath the Cross of Jesus and the Mighty Fortress. I found those words, those old words for George Newmark, Wer nun den lieben Gott, Where Now the Love of God, which really means, in English, If You But Trust in God to Guide You, hymn 769. I know it's one of those favorite hymns worldwide in Lutheran churches. People love to sing, If Thou But Trust in God to Guide You. And that hymn really started when I was in college with the Lutheran Student Association. We sang it many times, and also at seminary, many times, but especially when I went to Bethel by Bielefeld in West Germany in 1965, I realized the influence of this hymn on me. You see, this community, Bethel by Bielefeld, was made up of seminarians, doctors, deacons, but most of all, with people with epilepsy. They walked around with their headgear all through this community. And on Sunday mornings when they would sing in four-part harmony. And one of their favorite hymns was, If Thou But Suffered God to Guide Me. It was just so well known and so so meaningful to me that through the years, that hymn has become very faithful to me and very meaningful. And when I was a senior pastor, assistant pastor at St. Stephen in Wilmington, Delaware, one morning when I first went there, that first Sunday, I was told, you have to prepare a sermon. We're on radio. And I said, so I prepared a sermon for 15 minutes. But they said, oh no, the sermon has to be at least 20, 25 minutes. And I said, how can I make up? So the organist said, I will play a piece by Bach based on that hymn, and the congregation will sing that hymn. So ever since then, If Thou But Suffer God to Guide Me has been a great deal to me, to my theology about trusting God. But listen to the background of this hymn, because I think it's very important to hear what happened. George Neumark lived in 1621 to 1681 during the 30 Years' War in Germany. Social and economic conditions were deplorable, and he had many personal tribulations as an 18-year-old boy. He walked from Lübeck to the University of Goethe, Königsberg, and his personal belongings were stolen. He served as a tutor in Kiel, and twice his personal belongings were stolen and even destroyed in the fire. But through these times of trial and tribulations, he trusted in God's promise to guide him. He heard the words of Psalm 51, "In God I put my trust, I shall not be afraid." Neumark did trust in God throughout his lifetime, in every circumstance, and found peace in Christ Jesus' death and resurrection. He wrote this hymn, which has become a staple, as I said, in the Lutheran Church throughout the world. It's been translated in many different books and many different languages. It's all about faith in God and trust in God's promises. Trust in God in all circumstances of life, and he asks us to do so when you sing that hymn. It's very straightforward. Trust in God's promises. Though we do not deserve God's unconditional love, God has given us eternal promise to be with us. No matter what, we are created to live in relationship to God and each other. And when you think of his lifetime, what he went through, he did indeed trust in God's promise. He trusted in God to take care of him through all those disastrous times. Through many of our wants and desires are earthly. God will give us the gifts needed to move us forward in life. He was saying, God is our rock and strength. God will carry us through all kinds of situations. God will give us peace through the living Christ. We are asked in this hymn to put our trust in God, to trust in God's unfailing love and grace in Christ Jesus. And when you think of the number of abundance we have in these United States, how difficult it can be to trust in God. In the midst of all these possessions that we have, it's so easy for us to trust all these possessions that we have or accumulated. But when you think of it, when you think of the circumstances that could happen or has happened, we need to trust in God, unfailing love, God's trust, and us as well. And so I think that's a theme that carries over to our gospel reading this morning. Because Jesus laments that the Holy Spirit has tried to bring us forward, that God has brought human beings from Abraham to Jesus. God has tried to bring all kinds of manners in this relationship. And God wants us to believe in his promises. Jesus shows through that parable, I believe, that the only true security we have is in God's love and grace. That's really all we have as we begin life, as we end life. The only true security is in God's love and grace. And Jesus wants us to respect God's generosity and the gifts given to us. And you notice that Jesus isn't judging the man in the parable. He doesn't want to take those things away. Rather, Jesus desires that rich man to place his trust in God and be rich toward God, as the gifts come from God. The teacher of wisdom, for example, sees that working for mere accumulation turns life into an empty game. Vanities of vanities, he asserts. It's good to find enjoyment in one's work, but such enjoyment is a gift from God too, isn't it? When you think of it, that enjoyment comes from God as well. What's truly important, Jesus, I think, is saying to us this morning in that parable, that life comes from God and ends at God. And Jesus calls us first to believe in God rather than our possessions. No matter how many things we have, to trust in God first, in that gift of eternal life. It can't be taken away. It's amazing to me how hymns and the gospel come together in the theme. What comes first in life? God does. I conclude with these words from another hymn. Some of you know this hymn. We often sing it in stewardship times. It was written by William Howell in the 1830s, an Anglican bishop. He was known as the poor man's bishop. He wrote several hymns. It speaks of stewardship, of thanking God for our gifts. And you know this hymn. We give thee but thine own, whate'er the gift may be. All that we have is thine alone. I trust, O Lord, from thee. May we thy bounties thus, as stewards to receive, and gladly as thou blessest us, to thee our first fruit give. May that be our theme for this day. Amen.